Live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, David Snyder, CPA, High Country Rec Fee Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Northern Arizona Vein Center. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Wednesday edition of Q&A. We're going to start out today talking about the pride of our country, our veterans who served, and our buddy Mary Dillinger will be here from the Northern Arizona Veterans Health Care Center here in Prescott. She will be talking about great news for our area veterans. She also has Sky here from U.S. Vets, so that should be a really, really good chat with great news for our veterans. Coming up in the second half of the show, you may have heard yesterday from Humboldt Unified School District Superintendent Dan Streeter and one of his gifted program teachers, Amy Bowser. We'll have Amy back today along with Desiree Pitt from Humboldt Elementary talking about PTA matters, gifted classes, and they'll also discuss the HUSD Superintendent's Neighborhood Talks coming up. So some good school chat coming up after the bottom of the hour. You've heard me mention this all week, and it still applies. It's Western Wednesdays at the Harkins 14 in Prescott Valley and the Harkins 6 in Sedona. It starts today. In fact, started at 11 o'clock this morning, and they're going to repeat at 7 o'clock tonight. The Clint Eastwood Gene Hackman Classic, Unforgiven. That is a great one that won the Oscar for Best Picture in 1993. Also the Oscars for Best Supporting Actor for Hackman and for Best Director, Clint Eastwood. Also tonight at the Prescott Elks Theater, if you missed Steel Magnolias last night as part of the Tuesday Night Classics at the Harkins, you get a second chance. You'll be able to see Julia Roberts, Dolly Parton, Olympia Dukakis, Daryl Hannah, Shirley MacLaine, the whole crew, again tonight, or the first time if you missed it last night, at the Prescott Elks Theater at 7 p.m. Hey, the Diamondbacks close their three-game set against the San Diego Padres tonight at Chase Field. You'll hear the pregame show live from Chase Field at 6 p.m., the first pitch at 6:40. Stay tuned. We've got Mary Dillinger and Sky from U.S. Vets just around the corner on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. Streaming live at KQNA.com. Don't go away.
Get ready for Celebrate Life Health Expo 2019, sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center. Experience the biggest and best expo yet on Friday and Saturday, September 6th and 7th, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Findlay Toyota Center in Prescott Valley. Your mega adventure awaits you as you tour the world's only larger-than-life walk-through exhibits of the human body, mega body and mega heart, as well as colossal colon. You'll have experts guide you through these supersized exhibits as you learn how our mega marvelous bodies work. YRMC Celebrate Life Health Expo features health, wellness, and fitness activities for all ages. Enjoy self-defense, chair yoga, and recipe demonstrations. To information on healthy lifestyle choices and activities for the kids, you'll find something for everyone. Bring the whole family to YRMC Celebrate Life Health Expo at the Findlay Toyota Center in Prescott Valley, Friday and Saturday, September 6th and 7th, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. For more information, visit yrmchealthconnect.org.
This September, head to Cliff Castle Casino Hotel for the Break the Bank giveaway. Earn entries now through September 26th. Then every Thursday from 6 to 10 p.m., come see if you qualify to smash our piggy bank for your chance to bag a share of over $5,000 in cash and prizes each week. This could be your biggest break yet. Only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place for a smashing good time.
Must be 21 and a Players Club member to participate. See Players Club for details.
The Get Real Men's Expo is dedicated to spiritual guys of all faiths. This year is full of exotic cars, motorcycles, and competitions filled with guys young and old in archery, bull riding, and axe throwing. Ladies, yeah, you heard me right. This is a great father-son event that creates memories and motivates men to reconnect with their community and a God that uniquely loves each one of us. This year's Expo is September 21 from 8:30 to 1 at Yavapai College in Prescott. If you're a man, it's free.
Oh, Hey, everybody, it's Sanford Cohen. Join me along with Mike and the doctor every Friday afternoon at 4 for Let's Talk Sports right here on the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A. Tune in for all the latest sports news, interviews, and all kinds of fun stuff. It's right here on KQ&A. See you Friday.
Listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are going to talk military matters because this area is chock full of military veterans. Isn't it, Mary Dillinger?
Yes, it is, DJ. As always, thank you for having me.
Sure, always a pleasure. And you brought along Sky Biasetti from U.S. Vets, right, Sky?
Yes, thanks for having me.
Hey, tell us what U.S. Vets is all about.
Well, U.S. Vets, we provide housing and services for veterans experiencing homelessness. And our mission is to, of course, now I can't remember it because I'm on the spot.
That's okay. But, welcome to my world.
Yeah, so we do housing and services for homeless veterans and their families. We do, we have 72 transitional housing beds, 18 permanent housing beds, 15 transition in place beds, and we actually have cash assistance for rapid rehousing as well.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the cases you come across? I assume there are going to be at least a few PTSD cases. Are there people who don't have employable skills? Perhaps they're encountering a tough job market. What are some of the reasons you come across for the veterans being homeless?
Gosh, all of the above.
Really?
Absolutely. Every veteran is unique and different with whatever their having happen in their lives at that moment in time. One of the hardest parts in our area specifically is affordable housing. So as most people know, housing prices in this area, both rental and purchase, have skyrocketed over the past five or so years. And
darn those Californians! No.
Cost rising, a lot of our veterans are on benefits that don't meet what is needed to afford housing.
Mm-hmm.
And in addition to that, of course, you have some that have mental health issues. You have some that have employability issues or just maybe lost employment. You have a lot of individuals anywhere, really, that are paycheck to paycheck. And one job loss could equal homelessness if they don't have the right supports in place.
And that housing affordability is not only affecting veterans, it's affecting seniors, too, especially those on a fixed income. And it's starting to force some people out, isn't it?
It is, absolutely. It's funny you mention that because U.S. Vets is actually in the middle of developing housing, and one of our targets is trying to break into the senior housing market so that we could find affordable housing for seniors specifically.
Mm-hmm. And just around the corner from U.S. Vets is the Northern VA. Explain the whole name for me again, Mary.
Northern Arizona VA Healthcare System.
And why isn't your microphone coming through? Let's try that one again.
Okay. Northern Arizona VA Healthcare System.
Ah, there we go. Always helps to have the mic, the right mic turned on, doesn't it? It's amazing how this system works. Now, Mary, you've got some news for us from the VA. What's going on?
Oh, as always, we have a lot of different events. First and foremost, I will mention the former POW event that's coming up. That's going to be on September 20th. It's a Friday, and it's at 10 a.m. POW Day is always the third Friday in September. This event honors our former POWs and those that are still MIA. Family members are welcome to come, friends, even anybody who's just maybe an advocate in the community, since we do have such a wonderful community here that's so veteran-centered. If you haven't been to our POW event, I highly recommend that you come to it. Like I said, it's September 20th, 10 a.m. It's at the Ramada, which is right across the street from the big flagpole. You cannot miss it. And you can always just ask VA police or anybody driving around, say, the POW event, and they'll probably point you. You can't miss it. As long as it's all one-way street, so if you stay one way, you're going to run into it. But it's beautiful event. We have a lot of different students that are involved in the event that we keep them aware of the sacrifices that our former POWs have made.
Mm-hmm.
We have the Patriot Guard Riders. And we have volunteer services that also puts on a luncheon for the former POWs so that they can kind of sit and talk to each other, have a little camaraderie, share their stories with each other. Of course, our leadership is there, our wonderful community. You know, you have Pike County Board of Supervisors. They always attend the City of Prescott, City of Prescott Valley. We get a lot of support from everybody for the event.
And an awful lot of people in leadership positions here are themselves veterans, aren't they?
That is so very, very true, DJ. We have a lot of our staff at the VA that are veterans, the Appi County Board of Supervisors, veterans, city officials from Prescott and Prescott Valley who are veterans, so they're very supportive of all of our veteran events.
And you're a veteran, too!
And I am a veteran as well, yes.
How many years and where?
11 years, stationed all over, but I was Army. So I'll start with that because that's the most important part, Army veteran.
Sure.
And I don't know if you heard from when I was on the show with Chuck, my daughter's now in the Army.
Oh, well, good for her.
She just left.
Congratulations.
She just left for Korea, and today's her birthday.
Oh,
today's her 21st
boy.
Birthday, and she Happy left for birthday. Korea yesterday.
Well, there's certain things she can't celebrate in Korea, turning 21. We're certainly glad for her. It can be a great career, can't it?
It absolutely can. It's not for everybody, I will say that. But if you are thinking about joining the service, advice I guess I can give you is choose a job that you can use that transfers over in the civilian world.
Mm-hmm.
And something that you actually enjoy doing.
And you know, with the I've talked to so many veterans on the air in different positions here and in different situations, and it gets me when I ask them, how has your military service affected your life today, long after you left it? And the first thing they usually say is self-discipline. That's a tremendous thing right there. And they tend to, during boot camp, they tend to kind of tear you down and rebuild you in their image, don't they?
It's true. It's very true. I would say the same thing if people that ask me what's different from when I joined. I joined when I was 17.
Yeah.
I had to get a waiver because I graduated from high school, and I had to get my parents to sign a waiver to let me in.
Sure.
I was immature. Immature, young, stupid teenager, just like everybody else. And the military, it taught me structure.
Yeah.
And it did. You're right. They do tear you down, but they tear you down to build you up to be better than what you were. 100%.
And the thing that always gets me is when they tell recruits, you want to be part of this winning team, you have to prove you belong to it. Because to be part of this winning team, the other members must expect you to hold up your end, correct?
It's so true. You look out for each other. It's not a... It's selfishness is not any part of the military, not any branch. I know I say Army's the best, and you know, I'm sure you've heard us, different branches of service, we all pick on each other, but if you served, you served, and every branch that has served will tell you it's very selfless. It is not about you, it's about your unit, your company, your whatever branch of service you serve, whatever you had, that's who it's about. It's about taking care of your fellow soldier, your fellow airman, whatever it is. And that relationship that you build with the people you serve with, that's lifelong.
Yeah.
It's closer, for me at least. I can't speak for every veteran, but for me, it's closer than any relationship I've ever had. It's even closer than my actual blood relatives.
And you have to have each other's back, don't you?
100%.
I mean, that's where the term foxhole mentality comes from, isn't it?
A lot, yes.
Yeah.
Like, you know, when somebody says, oh, I wouldn't want you in my foxhole, that means they don't trust you.
There you go.
So, and a lot of different terminology that people use now are military.
Which we can't use on the air.
Yes, some you can. Like, when people say squared away.
Yeah.
That used to be a way that you could tell that somebody was a veteran.
Mm-hmm.
Now a lot of people say, but that was a military terminology. And there's some other ones that don't make any sense unless you served. Like if somebody says you're ate up like a soup sandwich, that's a military terminology that a civilian would normally look at you like you just spoke gibberish.
Yeah.
But you're right. It's
and, of course, a word that came from the military, which we can use on the air, is snafu. But we can't explain what those letters are. And I always ask first responders and military people, at what point, at what age, first of all, did you think you wanted to be in the military?
I personally had decided when I was 15.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in trouble. I'm from Philly, if you can't tell by the accent.
Just a little bit.
And I was getting in trouble, and I wanted to get out, and I didn't know how, and I knew that I wasn't going to go to college. I knew if I went to college, I was going to waste, you know, my family's money, probably not even pass, probably get myself in even more trouble than I already was in high school. So I said, I need to do something.
Mm-hmm.
And I met recruiters come to high schools, you know,
sure.
Even back in the day, yes, even in my time, they were coming to the high schools.
Sure.
And I saw them, and I don't know, something triggered, and it just clicked in my head. And from the time I was 15, I kept telling everybody I was going to join. Everybody thought I was joking. I wasn't really going to go through with it. And then when I did, everybody was in shock. And when I left, I was... First time I'd ever been on a plane, first time I did everything. And
that'll open your eyes, won't it?
It will. It scared me, I'm not going to lie.
I bet you.
It scared me, and I was like, wait a second, because the furthest I had ever gone was Jersey.
Oh, my goodness.
So, I went to training down in South Carolina on my first plane, And it did. It finally hit me that I was away from any and everybody I knew. And the first thing that happens is drill sergeants in your face screaming at you. And it's scary. And you don't know what to expect. And then, I don't know, it just, at some point
you
in time...
You grow up in a hurry, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah.
It just, at some point, it turns from fear to respect.
Uh-huh, sure.
And you start to want to do really good. You want to impress the drill sergeant. You want to be there for your fellow soldiers.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not a competition with each other either, which is crazy to have that many people, and you're not actually competing against each other. You're pushing each other up. And
you're a unit. Yeah, and it's also self-respect, too, isn't it?
Oh, 100%. You do that, anything in the military, if you don't believe that you can do it.
Mm-hmm. Big question about Philadelphia for you. Who has better cheesesteaks, Geno's or Pat's?
It's actually neither.
Really?
Neither.
It's just a touristy thing?
They're just the touristy things downtown. If you really want, there's a whole bunch of different places that are nowhere near downtown. Probably in the area, Mayfair, Tacony, or Holmesburg, they're the neighborhoods that have some of the best cheesesteaks ever. But downtown, no. That's just the big touristy areas. It's near the Rocky Steps. It's where everybody tends to go by the museums. They're okay there.
Yeah, sure. And Hers Chips, of course.
Hers Chips are awesome. Just tell everybody, anybody who's ever going to Philly, go to Wawa.
And Tasty Cakes?
Tasty Cakes, Wawa. You can get all that stuff at Wawa. Wawa is awesome.
And I love Goldenberg Nut Chews. Oh, God, I just live on those things. So let's get to Sky. Tell us how you first got involved with U.S. Vets. Do you have a military background?
I personally don't, but I have a lot of military, specifically Air Force.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually moved to Prescott in the end of 2006 and kind of fell into U.S. Vets when I was looking for some employment and have been there ever since. So it's been about 12 and a half years I've been with U.S. Vets now.
And we're going to talk more about U.S. Vets and the VA and some great events coming up with Mary and Sky in just a moment on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at kqna.com. Don't go away.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
At Norm's Lock and Safe, we stand for life, liberty, and the pursuit of safes? Liberty safes, that is. This is Jody. I am so excited. We are now the largest authorized Liberty dealer in Northern Arizona. And just like all of us at Norm's, Liberty safes are made right here in the U.S. of A. and have lifetime warranties. Check out the new showroom of Liberty Home and Gun Safes. Life, Liberty, and Norm's Lock and Safe. What more could you want? Play it safe with Liberty safes at Norm's in Prescott Valley.
Arizona Diamondbacks Baseball is live on KQ&A. Diamondbacks Baseball brought to you by Moyers Heating and Cooling, Owls Auto Body, the Prescott Brewing Company, Wallach and Volk, Yavapai Block, Prescott True Value, Country Bank, Home Furnishings Direct, Cable One, Amco, Heritage Memory Mortuary, Barrett Propane, Bucky's and Yavapai Casinos, Catholic Charities, and Grand Canyon Financial. Banks visit the Cincinnati Reds Sunday at 9:30, Monday at 11:30, at 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. KQ&A.
Take me out to the ball game.
Ready for yoga class?
I'm dragging today. I just haven't been eating great lately.
You should try a GNC multivitamin.
Aren't those expensive?
No, they're only $9.99. GNC One Daily Multis are scientifically formulated and quality checked. It's why they're the most trusted nutritional supplement brand in the world.
And only $9.99?
Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
With wellness that affordable, I could spend more money on yoga pants.
Stop into GNC or visit gnc.com/multis to get the highest quality wellness essentials like Women's Ultra Mega or Mega Men One Daily Multivitamins for only $9.99.
It's happening to you every night. One snores and the other can't sleep. But now there is a quick and easy to use solution, a natural solution. Snore Stop, the number one selling anti-snoring medicine in the U.S.
Thank you, Snore Stop. You saved my marriage.
It's time to try Snore Stop and make every night a better night for both of you. Spray or tablets are available today at Rite Aid and CVS or online at snorestop.com.
Thank you.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We're back live at 2:21 with Sky Biasetti from U.S. Vets and Mary Dillinger from the VA. Also, Mary, you were talking before about the POW event coming up, and what is the date of that again?
Once again, that is on September 20th at 10 a.m., and it's at a Ramada, which is across the street from the big flagpole.
And coming up next weekend, Friday and Saturday at Frontier Village, tell us about the Yavapai County Stand Down.
Well, the Stand Down is a military term originally where individuals in the military got a reprieve from battle. So that term has been turned over towards homelessness as well to give individuals a reprieve from homelessness. And the Stand Down is an event that provides services and access to services to break down barriers to housing and employment and self-sustainability. So this event, is, like you said, is next weekend, Friday and Saturday. It starts at 9 a.m. Friday and goes all the way through to Saturday at 3. We provide overnight stay. They get three hot square meals. They have a place to sleep. On day two, they get another two meals plus a takeaway bag. You know, when you're experiencing homelessness, some of those things that we take for granted are the first things that we want to make sure we provide at an event like this. And in addition to some of that, we have some really amazing services that will be available. We have Judge Mackey and the legal, a lot of the legal team through Yavapai County that will be present and hold the Veterans Court and help individuals break down legal barriers to housing and employment. We will also be having a that's on Friday, by the way, and we will also be having a job fair where we have several employers that are willing to hire and interview individuals on the spot, and that will also be Friday. And we have a ton of services, obviously housing being the priority. So we have a lot of housing referrals. We have Social Security, Motor Vehicle Department. We have the VA is there in force with all sorts of services, both medical, mental health, et cetera, eligibility, benefits. We have even stuff for pets. You know, we know that individuals experiencing homelessness or any of us, to be honest, sometimes our pet is our favorite family member or our only family member. And so we want to make
sure
that
the only one that will listen to us.
That's the one way to put it. So, you know, we want to make sure we're providing all these different services and giving them a chance to relax and be able to experience not being homeless for a minute.
And not only that, but all these different services, and I can count at least 28 of them right here. You're putting all this in one place because a person who's homeless or who is struggling might not have public or private transportation. It would take them weeks to cover all of these different services going all around northern Arizona. You got it all in one spot, don't you?
Absolutely. We put it all together in one spot to really give that opportunity to hook up to as many services as we can, break down as many housing and employment barriers that we can. And we even have transportation. We have two routes that actually go through Prescott, Prescott Valley, and both ends of Prescott, really, to try to make sure everybody has access to those services.
Are you still taking service providers or volunteers?
We can take service providers probably till about this Friday. And volunteers, yes. They can contact me, and I could get them hooked up to how to sign in or how to sign up, rather. And, yeah, we're looking forward to a really, really good event.
And how can they contact you?
I can be reached at 928-583-7679. We also have a Facebook page, Yavapai County Stand Down, that they can go and like. That's still a little bit under development, but we're trying to put out updates in that way. And we can also be reached. All my contact information is actually on the U.S. Vets website, which is usvetsinc.org. And you can just look up Prescott because we have a ton of locations across the country. So make sure you look up Prescott to find me.
And if you're coming to the Stand Down, bring your DD-214, right?
Absolutely. Bring the DD-214. It helps with eligibility. VA, this is an event for homeless veterans or veterans experience homelessness and their families. We also are handing out cold weather gear that will help make sure that you know, with our bipolar winters, individuals that are not in housing have what they need to make sure they can survive our winters as well.
Not to mention our bipolar talk show hosts. So Mary, anything new at the VA you want to tell us about before we close, or how can people contact you at the VA?
Well, as always, you can call the main hospital and just tell the operators. I need to talk to that woman I heard on the radio.
Yeah,
so that, like, if anybody
is.
Was driving and you couldn't write down the numbers that Sky just gave you or the web addresses, you just call the main hospital and say, I heard somebody on the radio. The operators know it's me. They'll connect you to me, and I'll make sure that you get in contact with Sky. Or my direct line at the hospital is 717-7587.
And also, you have a wonderful webpage.
Yes, webpage is very easy. It's just prescott.va.gov. Very easy, and it is very user-friendly to help you if you're just, you know, maybe you're not sure what you want to look for. It's all right there in front of you, so you take a chance and go take a look and ask questions or call me or whatever it might be. And always remember Vietnam Veteran Pins. We're always honoring our Vietnam veterans with the 50th anniversary commemoration lapel pin. So if you know a Vietnam veteran that has not received their pin, or you've heard of it or anything, you can call me, Mary Dillinger. Call the main hospital. Say, I want to get one of those Vietnam pins. The operators, once again, know it's me. I'm also known as the Vietnam veteran pin girl. But or you just call me, 717-7587. And it's really important that our Vietnam veterans know that they are not required to get care at the VA to get this pin. It is for anybody who served during the Vietnam era. Anybody.
And that is Mary Dillinger and Sky Biasetti. Thanks for joining us today on Q&A. Stay tuned, because we're going to talk HUSD right after this check of local and state news and weather on Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. And we stream live around the world at KQNA.com.
Wallach & Volk Mortgage Lending is with you 100% of the way, which is why Wallach & Volk offers great rates with our 100% financing program. And you pay absolutely no money down. For more information about our extraordinary 100% financing program with zero money down, call us at 445-8730 or search us on the web at Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LMS number 162209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Celebrate Los D-Backs Hispanic Heritage Day presented by Estrella Jalisco. On Saturday, September 14th, come early to enjoy food trucks and family entertainment before the D-Backs versus Reds game. Visit dbacks.com. Presented by Gila River Hotels and Casinos. Pick up the Los D-Backs replica jersey courtesy of Pepsi before the D-Backs Hispanic Heritage Day game on Saturday, September 14th. Visit dbacks.com. Presented by Gila River Hotels and Casinos.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Does your insurance agent treat you like family?
Insurance Corporation is programmed to build interpersonal relationships with members of family units. We communicate on a four-name basis with all customer numbers.
Only a human who knows you can create a plan that's right for you. That's why for 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has built relationships first and plans second. It's your future. Let's protect it. Talk to a Farm Bureau agent today or visit alversusagent.com.
Want to get your weekend off to a great start? Wake up to Hammer Time every Saturday morning, 7 a.m. on KQ&A, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. Hi, I'm Sandy from Yavapai County Contractors Association with a great opportunity to learn construction tips and hear important information from local professionals. Don't start your morning without us, Yavapai County Contractors Association.
Hello, this is Tasha from the Girly Street Grill, and I'm here with the talented Brad Newman.
Ooh, hello out there in Radio Land. It's a great to be here with you, Natasha.
You know what day just got even better, Brad?
Are you talking about Tuesdays?
I am. We're celebrating every Tuesday with our Tacos Are Made for Tuesday happy hour and our patio cantina from 4:30 to 6:30. And you're here, too.
That's right. Playing some good time music for the folks, so come on down. Build your own taco, sip on a cold margarita, and all at great prices.
That's every Tuesday at the Girly Street Grill, 230 West Girly, or online at girlystreetgrill.com.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Wednesday the 4th. I'm DJ Phone with a check of local and state news and weather together. Brought to you by Wallach and Volk. Firefighters are battling a brush fire on the Tonto National Forest.
It was sparked by lightning. Last night there was a storm that blew through. And it is up on Black Mesa, which is just north of Scottsdale. And so it was quite visible last night.
Spokesperson Carrie Templin says there is no estimate on acreage burned in the river fire. Aerial crews are surveying the fire scene today. They'll have updated information later this afternoon. The holidays may still be a few months away, but preparations are underway for the 65th annual Christmas Parade.
The parade will take place at 1 p.m. Saturday, December 7th in downtown Prescott. The theme is an ugly sweater Christmas. This year's Grand Marshal is longtime Prescott resident Ben Andre. I'm Link Elliott reporting.
A 30% chance for scattered spot storms today and tonight, 20% Friday, with mostly sunny highs around 90 today through Saturday in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey Humboldt, cooling after bedtime to a mostly cloudy 64. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, mostly sunny highs today near 102, up to 100 tomorrow through Saturday, a 20% chance for isolated showers and storms today, 30% tonight, with a late night low near 69. This news and weather, a service of Wallach and Volk. I'm DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM, KQNA. Please be fire safe, like us on Facebook, and listen live worldwide at kqna.com and stay tuned. Q&A will continue in just a moment.
John Dombrowski here with your culture and economy tip number 5. Off the top of your head, can you think of 3 things you need at the grocery store right now? Now try thinking of 3 ways to improve your financial future. A little harder, isn't it? It doesn't have to be if you have the right financial advisor by your side. I've been assisting my clients reach their financial goals for over 25 years. It can help you as well. Call 480-991-1055 to schedule a complimentary financial consultation. Visit us at GrandCanyonPlanning.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter. Again, that number is 480-991-1055. I'm John Dombrowski reminding you, don't run out of money before you run out of time.
Securities and advisory services offered through Client One Securities, LLC, a member of FINRA and SIPC, and an investment advisor. Grand Canyon Planning Associates, LLC, and Client One Securities, LLC are not affiliated.
Are you financially prepared for retirement and saving in taxes the way you want to be? The Financial Facts and Tax Show can help answer that question. We cover topics like income planning, tax planning, and asset allocation. Listen to KQNA AM 1130, 99.9, and 95.5 FM Saturdays at 12 noon to Financial Facts and Tax with Ron and Barbara to help secure your finances.
Financial Facts and Tax is paid for by American Financial Security and is solely responsible for its content.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Hey, welcome back at 3:42. It's time to talk school, HUSD. And we have Amy Bowser and Desiree Pitt here to talk about it. Amy, you were here just yesterday. You were here with Dan Streeter. And you were also here with Nikki from the PTA, correct?
Correct.
Now, for those who weren't here yesterday at 4 o'clock, tell us your role in the Humboldt Unified School District.
Yeah, so I've been with the district about 12 years, but I'm going on my 20th year of teaching.
Neat. What got you into it?
Into teaching?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Let me
rephrase it. I always do this with teachers and career educators. Tell me, what was the bulb that went off that made you say, I'd rather be on that side of the desk than this side?
graduate in education. I actually got my undergraduate in advertising and public relations.
Which can help in being a teacher.
Very much so, but I didn't take that path. As soon as I graduated with my bachelor's degree, I joined AmeriCorps, which is like the Peace Corps for America.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And I ended up working in inner city schools in Chicago and Seattle. And I started working with the youth. And I loved it. I loved the relationships that you have with these kids and in their lives. And I at that moment, I was like, why am I not working with kids? Why am I not teaching? And so I actually moved back home September 11th, right after that had happened in 2001. And there was an opening in my district, in my small town. And I started just teaching, doing substitute positions, and I found my calling. I mean, for me, it's about the kids. It's about making a difference in their lives and in the relationships that I have with my students.
And in working with inner city kids, you can see right away the difference a positive adult role model can make, can't you?
Absolutely. Can change life in,
really
in many
can.
Instances.
Yeah.
And it's also saved me in many instances as
sure,
well. They
sure.
teach me way more
yeah.
than I teach them.
Opens
yes.
a lot of eyes, doesn't
Absolutely.
It? Absolutely. Desiree Pitt, tell us about yourself.
All right. I am actually from the area. I've lived here 22 years now. I went through the Humboldt Unified School District. I am a PTA president for all the PTAs in Humboldt Unified. I have two kiddos that are in Humboldt Unified, one at Humboldt Elementary and one at Bradshaw Mountain Middle. And I just love being here. I love volunteering. I love getting out there and meeting with the kids and the parents. It's really great.
Tell me how, and you've been involved in schools and education for how long?
So this is my ninth year with the kiddos in this district.
Let me ask you and Amy the same question. How have, because we're talking also PTA.
Yep.
How have students' parents and their relationship with schools changed since you first got involved in this?
Oh man, in our district, I think it's gotten better. I think we were just talking about this actually before. A lot of parents would come to us as PTA leaders mm-hmm. and say, hey, I'm having this problem. I'm having this issue. And they really didn't feel comfortable turning to the district or the principal or, you know, they were comfortable with us. So now I think we're seeing more involvement and more parents getting out there and just sharing their opinions and their issues with the district and with their principals.
Mm-hmm. Amy?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that I've been in this district for 12 years, and what I have really seen the past, I think, like 4 years has just been the strength of our parent groups. They've really found their voice. I've always been a part of the PTAs in the schools that I've mm-hmm. Been in, but I've just seen a level of action that I have not seen in the past couple of years. Not only in the numbers that have joined the PTA, but in also the events and the conversations that they're having. They're centered around what's happening at the schools, but they're also centered around like what's happening at the state level as well.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you were little girls and I was a little boy, going back more in my case, you know, we usually had the one parent at home during the day, you know, and then of course, you know, dad would come home and that was the nuclear family of that time. Now, of course, we have mostly working families, working mom and dad. We have latchkey kids, of course. And I would wonder how that would change in regards to the way the parents regard the schools. Because when I was a kid, no matter what the teacher said, that was gospel. And if the teacher complained about you for some reason, you were in serious trouble. I see in recent years a lot of stories that now parents are more open to challenging what they hear. How has that affected your job?
That's a difficult one. Mm-hmm. I think that the key is always keeping an open channel of communication mm-hmm. and making sure that as a teacher, that I am communicating to the parents, you know, as best that I can. And that comes in many different forms. Nowadays, we don't just have phone calls, but we have technology. And so we have Seesaw, we have Remind, we have different texting apps that we can use to communicate with our parents. But I think that open communication at all levels is always best.
Speaking of open communication, tell us about the community conversation with the superintendent.
So this is an event Nikki and I actually started, like I said, 3 years ago. It came out of a need to talk, a need to get your questions answered and not feel intimidated or feel like your question is stupid or lesser than it is. So what we do is we get, you know, a school to host it. We get together, and our superintendent, Dan Streeter, comes out. We always tell him, no ties, no jacket. Got to get loose. And we sit down, and sometimes we have, you know, maybe a PowerPoint, a short one, just to show what's going on in our district or what's going on in the state. And then parents and employees and grandparents, anybody can submit questions. And at the end of the time, once everybody's done that, I'll sit down with him and we ask the questions, and it's very open and very fluid.
Mm-hmm. And you can be surprised by some of those questions, can't you?
Yes, yeah, so we've had a lot of different questions.
You can do all the role plays and soft practices you want and still not get all of them, right?
Yes, and they I think sometimes they like to embarrass me and find questions to embarrass me with.
So how did this whole program, the Community Conversations, get started, and who's sponsoring them?
So the PTAs kind of started it. Nikki and I are really heavy in PTAs here in.
And you're speaking of Nikki and the Kavich, right?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Sorry. She's like, we're like Lucy and Ethel. You
sure.
know, we kind of. So we started it and went to the superintendent and we're like, hey, what do you think? And so this year, the Northern Arizona PTA Council is sponsoring all of those events with.
So, yeah, so with Northern Arizona PTA just to be able to put this event on because it has been so successful in the
sure.
past.
Yeah, and it's really important to have the minds and the opinions of the community involved in this, isn't it?
Yes. We've even had where we've been at the high school and kids have asked questions, or at the middle school level, kids, because they're concerned about their education
sure,
as well.
Sure, sure. Yeah. You know, I've always heard that a kid's path in life is so determined by how his parents or her parents feel about education. And if you go around to some of the higher income and lower income districts around the country, the lower the income, it tends to be the less time the parents spend with the children. How important is it for a child to have a parent who is there with them, actively involved?
I mean, that's a game changer, right? Because, you know, those students that have that support from home, they're going to come to school ready to learn. Mm-hmm. And those students that do not have that, you know, it's a different story. They come to school to have the conversations, to have that relationship. And so really, education does start at home. That is, you know, you're having your parents at home and being able to talk with them about what it is that you're learning in school, or, you know, even having them come to school events. Having that support is absolutely imperative for a child.
Desiree?
I agree. I'm with my kids all the time, my poor kids. I drop them off at school in the morning, and they get picked up by me, and I'm home with them.
Oh, Mom, don't kiss me in front of the school.
I know. It's pretty bad.
Come on, just drop me off.
But I just think we see a big difference, and we got to be out there to fight for our kids.
You know, I've got a series of interviews that I do with nationally published bestseller authors. I've got one coming up tomorrow. I'm going to interview her tomorrow morning and play it back on the air tomorrow afternoon. It's with the authors of a book called How to Make Your Child a Reader. How important is it? Now, I was very, very fortunate because when I was about 4, I had a brother who collected comic books, and I had a mother who read every magazine ever made, and we would take turns reading the magazines. I was lucky to learn right away. How important is it to get a child to learn reading as soon as possible?
Ooh, that's huge. I mean, it's so important. I mean, we started with our kids, even just in the grocery store, mm-hmm. finding letters when they were little, and then finding the words. And there's stuff now when we're out, and I'm just like so surprised. They want to read the things. They want to learn all the different things.
And at the breakfast table, they read the back of the cereal box,
yep.
right?
Yep.
Yeah, sure.
It's huge.
Yeah.
And that's also important when you're talking about building vocabulary as
mm-hmm.
well. So when kids at an early age are exposed, and really it starts when you read to your child, you know, as an infant, which I would often get heat from my husband, like, oh, he can't understand what you're saying. Yes, he can. He can actually mm-hmm. see the act of reading and see how much I enjoy it. And
sure.
so we started, you know, when my kids were, you know, just little, but need to have, you know, and it just kind of opens up a whole new world for our kids.
And you know, the funny thing is, when I was in the 7th and 8th grades, I won the school spelling bee for my school both years, and I was a natural speller for one reason, because I read so much that I could recognize when a word just didn't look right or didn't sound right. And it's just from reading everything. How important is it? I'll start with Desiree. How important is it for a child to read all these things and find out what different things in the world really capture their interest?
I think that's huge. I have two very different children in that regard. My daughter will, you know, if she's told to read something, she'll pick it up and read whatever she's told to. Mm-hmm. My son's a little bit harder. And so for him, it's been interesting to find different things in different books, and but that still teach him about the world. Like World War II, my daughter's really into World War II. My son could not care. But we found, like you said, a comic book that mm-hmm. talked about it. We found a comic book about Abe Lincoln. And my son was enthralled, and he was like telling us all this cool stuff he had read and actually teaching us stuff, which mm-hmm. was lovely, yeah. you know?
How often as teachers do you find yourself crafting little things that'll match your students' interest? To give you an example, when I was in the fourth or fifth grade, I was having a little bit of trouble with math, and I had a teacher who knew I was a baseball fanatic, and he would cut out baseball stories and the box scores and the statistics. He would have me work out these statistics. Guess what? I learned math. Do you ever have to do that for a certain student?
My goodness. Now you're putting me on the spot. I can't think of a single instance now, but I do know that what is really important is that as teachers, we provide that real world connection.
Yeah.
So that it's not just what the kids are doing in the classroom, but they're able to apply that, you know, and make that connection to the outside world.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And on that same note, tell me what it's like, as a teacher or as a parent. When you are working with a struggling student who's just not getting it, but you stay with them, and all of a sudden the light goes on, what does that feel like?
That's the best thing ever. I mean, that's what we live for, right? See that light bulb come on,
and they get it.
Those are the moments that we live for.
Yeah.
And I can say that as a parent as well with my own kids. It's sometimes you feel like you might be banging your head against the wall over and over, and then when they get it, it's the best feeling ever.
You know,
yeah.
I'm a big history buff now, but I always read newspapers as a little kid, and it wasn't until the fifth grade when I opened up my history book and I saw the John F. Kennedy assassination in the history book, which I had sat through with my nose to the TV for 4 days when it happened. And that was the day it hit me. Wow, history isn't just made up stuff to teach. Mm-hmm. It's not fables. This stuff really happened. And that's why things in the past affect things that are today. That's the explanation. And the light bulb went on for me there. And all of a sudden, I was a history buff. Now, when it comes to keeping your children interested, how do you keep their attention when there are so many electronic devices competing for it?
Oh, that is a big one. My son is very much attached to his electronics. We just find what interests him. You know, he's mm-hmm. really, like I said, really into comic books. He will sit and read those.
Mm-hmm.
We also do screen time. So I'm like, hey, if it's before school, you cannot get on it. If you're not ready, your homework's not done, all that sort of thing. So it's kind of hard. We're kind of in a weird spot right now, I feel like, in education.
You know, talking about being into comic books and stuff, I remember seeing on CBS Sunday Morning just last month, Jane Pauley, who hosts the show, her husband is a very famous comic strip artist. And when he was a little kid, the very same thing happened. He was really into comic strips. And so his mom and dad said, why don't you draw us a comic strip, one every day? And that young man is now the creator of Doonesbury, Gary Trudeau.
Wow.
That's how it started. Yeah. Why don't you hand them a pen or some pencils or something, and why don't you draw us a couple comic strips? And you can see what they're thinking, too, because they provide the dialogue.
I'm going to have to get him on that. We did that. He hates writing.
Oh, really?
So it's not his favorite.
Yeah.
So I just find little things, like he's obsessed with sloths. So right now he wrote an entire story about a superhero sloth. But that's what he's interested in, you know?
At least he
did that.
yeah, indeed. Amy, how about you? When it comes, different ways you can excite your child when you got so much competition with electronic devices.
Yeah, well, my oldest is just turning 13, and to be honest with you, he has never been a reader, and which is heartbreaking to me because I am a reader, mm-hmm. and we raised him to read. I think what Desiree spoke about with putting the screen limit is the key for us. Like, we have to actually say, you come home, you do your homework, you read for 30 minutes, and then you can have your free time. And that's mm-hmm. always screen time. Finding that way to manage that for them. Yeah.
Is he at the age yet where you can kind of have identify what kind of career path might eventually take?
Oh, yes. He wants to be a pilot.
No kidding.
Yes. Yes.
No kidding.
And so what did he come home with from the library this week? They were all, you know, fighter planes, you know. But that's the thing.
You
it's, you know, he's like, well, Mom, I didn't get a chapter book. That doesn't bother me. I want you to read something that you are interested in.
There you go.
Yes.
Yeah. Because if they're reading something they're interested in, they're learning new words.
Absolutely.
They're learning how to express themselves. Yeah, I think it's just wonderful. So tell us once again about the community conversations with the superintendent, when and where.
Our first one of this year is going to be September 11th at 5:30. It is at Granville Elementary. Their parent group there is supplying dinner for everyone that comes.
Nice.
And babysitters. So your kids can come and they'll just go in a classroom with one of the teachers there. I think they watch a movie usually and they get dinner as well. And we're just going to, you know, start it off and see what everyone is thinking about mm-hmm. the district for this next year.
And that's in the Granville Elementary Library, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, very good. And Amy, any closing remarks for you?
Well, thank you very much for having us on. It's
sure.
been wonderful talking with you. And we hope that, you know, just a reminder that this isn't just for parents and employees. This is for really any community members. Mm-hmm. And in the past, we've had several different community members that really don't have any ties to our schools. Remember, HOSD is our community schools. Mm-hmm. We are about the community. So we want to hear from all community members.
One last question for you. I read the Daily Courier every day. And sometimes, of course, I want to set it on fire. But there are letters to the editor from people saying, why should I pay school taxes? I don't have any kids in a school. How important is it from this person's property values, if nothing else, to have a good, strong public school system?
I mean, that's a great question. Our democracy was founded on public schools, and we are raising the next generation.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if that's a concern, definitely come and talk. Talk with our superintendent. Talk with the teachers. See what we're doing in our schools. We do above and beyond just teaching our kids, but, I mean, we host community events. We have a wide range of services that we offer our community,
mm-hmm.
and it really is. Of course, our number one business is educating our children, but we are also about serving our community as well.
And, you know, I have no kids either, but I don't mind one bit paying for school taxes because that's what put me through school 1,000 years ago. I'm grateful for that. So for that letter writer, harumph, harumph.
Yes.
Thanks for joining us today. Amy Bowser and Desiree Pitt, stay tuned. Got some final thoughts and tomorrow's Q&A guests coming your way on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM. 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at KQNA.com.
Get supplier pricing this month at Finley GMC Prescott, where we'll beat any Arizona GMC dealer's price by $500 on the same make, model, equipment, and year. This is your opportunity to pay the same price our suppliers pay. Save a whopping 30% off MSRP on a new 2019 GMC Sierra Elevation. With up to $15,000 in available discounts, you can drive one away for an unbelievable 35-420. A new 2019 GMC Acadia rolls in with over $9,000 off MSRP. That's over 25%. Brings your supplier price to only $28,538. And a 2019 GMC Yukon comes with over 18% off MSRP, saving you over $9,000. Supplier pricing this month. Pay the same price our suppliers pay. Finley GMC in Prescott and at FinleyBuickGMC.com. The local dealership that supports your community. GMC. We are professional grade. Offers for well-qualified buyers must finance through GM Financial. Does not include tax, license, title, and 495 dock fees. Stock number G41132, G43486, G42852.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec Bee Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Take advantage of your golden years. These are the times to reflect, relax, have a lot of fun. Country Bank's home equity conversion mortgage, known as a reverse mortgage, could be your supplemental option. Suzanne Cosley, the reverse mortgage specialist at Country Bank, can show you how to convert a portion of your home equity into tax-free money.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Hey, if you're a movie buff who's been waiting to see 47 Meters Down, Uncaged, or Bennett's War, or Blinded by the Light, or Spider-Man Far From Home, the extended cut, or Toy Story 4, well, they're all going to leave the Harkins in PV after tomorrow, so you better see them today or tomorrow, because they're making room for Thursday's 5 p.m. Debut screening of It, Chapter 2. Pretty scary, eh, kids? So make sure you see that at the Harkins 14. Stay tuned now for Ben Shapiro coming away at 3 o'clock, then Talk of the Town Prescott at 4, and join me back here tomorrow for Q&A with more authors of new best-selling books. That's Q&A Thursday at 2, when I'll see you on the radio.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Northern Arizona Vein Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, High Country Rec V Center, and David Snyder, CPA. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.